This is Michael Bluth. He's a good man. For 10 years, he's worked for his father's company waiting to be made a partner. And right now, he's happy. This is Michael's mother.
Look what they've done, Michael.
She isn't happy.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
You can't just comb that out and reset it?
Currently, she's upset that her husband's retirement party is being upstaged by a group of gay protesters.
Everything I do is so dramatic and flamboyant, it just makes me want to set myself on fire. Good grief, Mother.
Now all homosexuals are flamboyant. Oh my God, I have the exact same blouse.
This is Michael's twin sister, Lindsay, the self-proclaimed liberal member of the family.
I like it better on him.
As a youthful act of defiance, Lindsay married this man. They moved to Boston, where they've become celebrated for their wine and cheese fundraisers.
Oh, no, I'm completely stuffed. I forget their name, but I know they're hungry. I think some are thirsty.
This is Michael's oldest brother.
Oh.
Or Job.
This is the magic trick, huh?
Illusion, Michael. Trick is something a whore does for money.
Or cocaine.
Job recently started the Alliance of Magicians, an organization that blackballs any performer who reveals a magician's secret. And finally, there's Buster, the youngest of Michael's siblings.
Hey, Buster.
You know, you don't need to do that, buddy.
It's okay.
Thanks to the family's largesse, Buster has studied everything from Native American tribal ceremonies to cartography. The mapping of uncharted territories.
Actually, I'm studying cartography now. The mapping of uncharted territories.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hasn't everything already sort of been discovered, though?
By, like,
Magellan and Cortez, NASA, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those people.
Those guys did a pretty good job.
Right.
But they're still, you know.
Never hurts to double check.
He also suffers from crippling panic attacks. Yes, this is his family. So why is Michael so happy? Because he's decided to never speak to these people again. Michael was feeling more generous about his family on the morning of the boat party.
What comes before anything? What have we always said is the most important thing?
Breakfast.
Family.
Family, right. Right. I thought you meant the things you eat.
This is Michael's son, George Michael.
I mean, we have made nothing but sacrifices for this family, and tonight it all pays off, my boy. Tonight your granddad makes me partner.
To prove his dedication to the family business, Michael has decided to live here, in the model unit of his father's latest housing tract. The guys live in the attic, so that the house can still function as a pristine selling tool.
So you think he's going to announce it on the boat?
Yeah, absolutely. It's his retirement party. Plus, he's been dropping a lot of hints.
What kind of hints?
It's not a hint, but he has been calling me Podna.
Yeah, that's like partner.
Of course, he has been going through a little bit of a cowboy phase. I'll be my own boss. I'll finally be able to get you what you deserve, you know? Like a real home.
This is a real home.
No, it's not. It's a fake home, son. You want the loops or the flakes today?
Well, I'd rather live like this than be like my aunt and uncles, whose eyes have never stung from the sweet sweat of a hard day's work.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you getting all that?
From you. You say it every couple of years when they come out to visit.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe they are spoiled. But you know what, son? That is not our problem. That is their problem. We have a good thing going here. You see, you'll find that you have much more dignity and self-respect when you learn that this house has got everything we're looking for.
And more! Can we buy it, Dad? Can we buy the house?
We're going to try some, but we got to hurry because these are going to get all snapped up. Oh, hello. Good morning. I'll race you to the bed.
All right. Go.
The guys then headed down to Balboa Island. It was here in 1953 that George Sr. started a business selling a novelty food item called the frozen banana. Like his father before him, Michael had gotten his son a job there to bolster the boy's self-esteem.
10 cents gets you nuts. Joe?
Give me $1. No, the 20. This is going to blow your mind.
Some say wealth is an illusion. Well, let's just see. For one moment it's here, and in the next, Monopoly. You don't have it, do you?
Yeah, I think I might.
That's good, because a lot of the pieces are missing. Oh, to play Monopoly with my family again. I'd give anything to be 8.
I'm 13.
No, I wasn't crazy about 13. The acne, self-consciousness, the erections. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, there's a man I came to see.
Uncle Joe, where's the 20?
Hey, a magician never reveals his secret. That's what I started the whole alliance about.
But I don't need the secret, I just need
What you need to know is that it's magic.
Wow. So much like stealing.
Michael, meanwhile, was making final preparations for his father's boat party.
It's sort of a pass the torch kind of situation, so if you've got like a wireless mic...
Got it.
Or a torch, now that I think about it. Super joke. Hey!
Michael.
Joe. I'm sorry. Captain, this is my brother Joe.
How are you?
Incredible. I'm having an incredible year. Right up top.
We'll finish inside.
Look at you. Are you doing good?
Please, look.
Right. Great. You got your check for your share of the party?
You know, I sort of thought my contribution could be a magic show.
A magic show? Oh, that's perfect, Joe.
Thanks.
Or wait a minute. I just remembered something. Dad's retiring, not turning 6.
Hey, come on. I just bought this new illusion called the Aztec Tomb. It costs like 18 grand. I'm
going to
do it on the boat. Look, what do you care? Can't you just charge the party to the company?
No, it's not a business expense.
So what? Lindsay's been staying at the Four Seas for like a month. She's probably charging the company.
Lindsay's been in town for a month?
I don't think so.
Michael was upset to hear this, so he went to discuss it with his mother.
Mom? Mother? Give me your company checkbook. You're cut off.
Michael, look. Look what happened to my fox. Someone cut off his little foot. Is it noticeable?
Well, you got to remember, you're going to be all splattered in red paint. That's going to distract the eye. Listen, I don't want you charging any more of your personal expenses to the company, okay?
Well, I had to pay for the Aztec tomb. Job says it's a career maker.
Wait, the company paid for the Aztec tomb? That's great. That's great. Well, listen, I was talking about Lindsay, okay? You put her in a 5-star hotel, on top of which you didn't even tell me that she was in town.
If you're saying I play favorites, you're wrong. I love all my children equally. I don't care for Joe. Oh, good grief. I dipped into the kitty a couple of times. You should be focused on tonight. Dad's making a big announcement.
Yeah? I know it. It's about me, isn't it? I wonder how I can talk you out of ever making that face again.
Michael!
Tobias!
How... are you?
Good. How's your job search coming?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm hoping the universe provides a path for me.
Tobias recently lost his medical license for administering CPR to a person who, as it turned out, was not having a heart attack.
Maybe you'll be inspired by the boat party tonight. Start a career as a pirate.
I haven't packed for that.
Couldn't find a thing.
Lindsay!
Michael!
How was your flight?
Great, great. We just got in.
He knows.
A month ago. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been meaning to call you. I really have.
Really?
It's just, I've been, well, I need to decompress a little.
I've
been very busy.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
We just had an amazing fundraiser for Hoop.
Hoop?
My anti-circumcision movement. I think it looks frightening when it's cut off. It's a Doberman. Let it have its ears.
Believe it or not, we brought in over $40,000.
Unbelievable. Sounds like you saved enough skin to make 10 new boys.
Well, most of that money was from the Bluth Company. I mean, how... are you?
Still good. You know what? You guys have had your hands in the company coffer for years, but starting tomorrow, there is going to be a new boss in town, and you're all going to have to start fending for yourselves. You're all going to finally feel that sweet sting of sweat in your eyes. As Buster, you can't do that on the balcony, buddy.
Mom says it's too windy.
Could have done this.
While Michael was getting fed up with his family, George Michael was finally getting to know them.
Yeah. I bought a frozen banana, and when I bit into it, I found this.
Looks like a foot.
It tasted like a foot. Which I didn't really mind, but I'm pretty sure I said no nuts.
You're my cousin, aren't you?
Maybe.
This is George Michael's cousin, Maybe. Maybe had always found unique ways to rebel.
Maybe? Is this a cute tattoo for you?
Mom, I want to enter beauty pageant.
I can't believe you didn't recognize me.
We never see you. We never see anybody in our family.
I know, it's our parents' fault. We should teach them a lesson.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You know what we should do? I should go to my mom tonight and be like, I met the cutest guy. And then she'll see you and me totally making out.
But not really, right?
It's perfect. She'd freak out, and I'd be like, Mom, if we saw each other more often, this wouldn't happen.
But we're cousins.
That's what makes it funny.
But isn't it against the law?
I don't think so.
Well, I know for certain that the yacht club would have a problem with it.
Come on, George Michael.
Tobias, now believing the boat party to be pirate-themed...
Whoa, you look like a pirate.
...began searching through his wife's luggage for an outfit.
I should say so. Look at the blouse, sir.
Then, mistaking a group of garishly dressed men for pirates, Tobias boarded a van full of homosexuals. Soon, he was unwittingly part of a protest against the local yacht club.
How are you?
God, I have the exact same blouse.
I like it better on him.
I don't understand why you work every weekend. Aren't you like my age?
Well, it's important to be responsible. I think there aren't enough young people out there today who have a real work ethic.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
And George Sr. finally made his retirement speech.
I guess it's time for me to mosey on. And although I won't be saddling up and going in every day, there's someone else who's going to. I give you the new CEO for the Bluth Company. Certainly the smartest Bluth. My favorite Bluth. And the sexiest creature I have ever laid eyes on. My lovely wife, Lucille.
Congratulations!
Sorry, it's not the right time.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Michael. This is great news.
Yeah, you know what? I'm great. You and I, we've waited long enough. Time to move on. Okay? Want me to say your goodbyes? Start of a whole new life for us. Alright?
I guess we're gonna see you guys even less now.
I told you we should have taught them a lesson.
You want a picture of the new CEO with all her kids?
All right, let's see some smiles, people. It's a party, not a shareholders meeting.
Those police boats? No, I'm serious. I think they are police boats.
Prepare to be boarded. Prepare to be boarded.
I knew it was against the law.
Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
They have boats?
Give me a cell phone. Give me a cell phone.
Lindsay, Buster, up to the bridge. Come on, Buster.
Dolores, listen to me. Empty the account.
Out of my way.
Why are you crying?
Out of my way. Out. Lizzie, take the wheel. Buster, find us a channel.
of the ocean.
Gee, I don't really have any of my mapping equipment with me.
If you've had any $1,000 worth of cartography lessons, get it to Child of the Ocean.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Obviously, this blue part here is the land. Then that would mean...
Oh, Buster. You're all right.
Shredder, no. Save it. Shredder.
Please, don't leave us out, Buster. Please.
Come on, sir.
Get in the tomb.
Save it.
Aztec tomb.
Hold on. I don't have time for your magic tricks.
Illusions, Dad. You don't have time for my illusions.
What is wrong with you? Why are you... Avery!
Look, just stay in the box. I'll make you disappear.
The Bluth family dominated the news that night.
Southern California is the home of the high-speed freeway chase, but tonight's flee from justice was on the sea and slow as molasses. Bluth Development Company President George Bluth was arrested tonight for defrauding investors and using the company as his personal piggy bank. More intrigue on the high seas tonight as dozens of local pirates were arrested for protesting the yacht club's discriminatory policies.
Even Michael's brother Job made the news.
It was Mr. Bluth's son Gob, a part-time magician, who hit his father here in the Aztec tomb. By pushing on this pivoting panel, Mr. Bluth was able to hide in this airless chamber while the family fled from justice. Perhaps a good trick for a human, but the dogs found him almost instantly.
Free at last.
I'm all right, gang. I'm all right.
Thank God.
Oh, what an adventure. Oh, my goodness. Buster, don't do that. What an adventure, gang. Oh, I thought that the homosexuals were pirates, but it turns out that most of them were actors in the local theater. You're right, though. It is amazing. I've been waiting for the universe to provide a path for me, and I think it has.
You're gay.
No. I'm not gay. No, Lindsay, how many times must we have this? No. I want to be an actor.
Okay, guys, they are going to keep Dad in prison at least until this gets all sorted out. Also, the attorney said that they're going to have to put a halt on the company's expense account.
Interesting. I would have expected that after they're keeping Dad in jail. Anyway, the first thing I need you guys to do is to cut up your company credit card.
This is unbelievable.
You know, Michael, Dad did name Mom as his successor.
And I'm putting Buster in charge.
It's a good choice.
Buster? The guy who thought that the blue on the map was land?
He's had business classes.
Wait. 18th century agrarian business, but I guess it's all the same principles. Let me ask you, are you at all concerned about an uprising?
Coach, you want to know what? That's it. I'm done. I'm sick and tired of the greed and the selfishness and all the taking. Forget it. I got a son to think about. And you know, Lindsay, by the way, I expected this from them because they're completely oblivious. But you should know better. Come on.
I think he's really mad at you.
Somebody is a rude Gus, that's all.
In the days that followed, the Bluths' assets were officially frozen.
There's no more room in the studio.
Glasses, where are my glasses?
On your face.
Lindsay had no choice but to check her family out of the hotel earlier than planned.
What are we doing with this? What is happening with this?
Her husband started looking for work.
My name is Dr. Tobias Funke. I was chief resident of psychiatry at Mass General for 2 years, and I did my fellowship in psycholinguistics at MIT. And this is I'm a Bad, Bad Man from Annie Get Your Gun.
Lucille was finding it difficult to go about her daily life.
The SEC is making him out to be some kind of mastermind, which, believe me, he's not. The man can barely work our shredder.
Michael was able to secure a job with a rival housing company almost immediately.
Plus, there are perks. We'll set you up in Arizona in one of our finest estates.
Attic or main house?
And Buster was discovering his academic pursuits didn't fully prepare him for his new responsibilities.
Have you looked at the latest figures on the Sudden Valley expansion vis-a-vis the development versus the tax that it will take?
Amazing.
Exposed.
You guys are so smart.
Non-recoupable.
We need Michael.
We need ice.
Michael. We need Michael.
Well, how do we do that now?
Perhaps an intervention? So what we'd like to do here is just go around the room and have everyone talk a little about Michael. Yeah. Things we don't like about him, or how he annoys us, or maybe just something he does that rubs us the wrong way.
Jump right in.
Yes. Okay. There's no right or wrong.
Right.
Absolutely.
Go in there.
Hold on. One second. What exactly is this intervention for?
We need you to come back and run the business.
Ah, okay. Well then, so technically it's not really an intervention. It's a little bit more of an imposition, if you think about it.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
I'd love to call it an imposition.
We're in trouble here, Michael. And I can't perform my magic.
Well,
I'm getting blackballed from even the smaller venues.
Well, it's come down to the two of you, and I'll be honest. I'm just more comfortable with an Alliance-approved magician.
No. Give Mal a show, champ.
Fuck off, traitor.
Well, I thought Buster had everything under control.
Yeah.
I thought you'd been going to the office.
Yes, and I've enjoyed that. It was just I was constantly being called to the phone, or I was asked a question, or I was resuscitated. It was really hard to get a good workflow going.
Can
you believe this? They're still fighting.
Yeah, I know. I'm tempted to kiss again so we can teach them a lesson.
Why would that teach them a lesson?
No, I mean to freak them out.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense.
But isn't that what makes it funny? I'm laughing. Let's go fish. You know, it's
nature. Well, I'm sorry. It's just it's too late. I'm truly sorry. But I'm moving to Phoenix. I got a job. Something you apply for, and then they pay you to... Never mind. I don't want to ruin the surprise. So no hard feelings. Adios. Sayonara. I'll see you when the first parent dies.
Well, I'd rather be dead in California than alive in Arizona.
George Michael, grab the coat.
I think Dad would really want you to help us out here, Michael.
Dad's in jail.
This is terrible. Terrible.
Nice try, Tobias. Here we go.
Well, the least you could do is say goodbye to him.
In fact, Michael had not spoken to his father since the arrest, and he decided to give his father the courtesy of a formal resignation.
I quit.
Probably a good career move.
You know, I parked in the same spot for the last 5 years. I was there on time every single day. I was so loyal. I worked so hard. Why didn't you just put me in charge?
Michael, listen to me. These guys, the SEC, they've been after me for years. I put you in charge. You're going to be wearing one of these orange jumpsuits, too.
I could have helped
you. You'd be an accomplice. No. It had to be your mom.
They cannot arrest a husband and wife for the same crime.
Yeah, I don't think that that's true, Dad.
Really? I got the worst of fucking attorneys.
Well, what are you saying? That you did this for me?
What have we always said comes before anything else? It's family first. You do right by your son. God, man.
Blue, time!
You know, you might want to dial down that cowboy act later.
I think that didn't cross my mind.
With Michael leaving town, Lindsay decided to take inventory of the family's last remaining asset, their model home.
What are you doing?
I'm packing up. What are you doing?
Well, just looking for you. To say goodbye to you.
Gonna miss you guys.
Oh, well, we'll come out and see you and... Yeah, we'll miss you too.
It's been nice having you guys around. You know, to talk to. Well, since Mom died, just wish we could all stay here.
I need a hand with the van, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he really misses his family.
Well, he doesn't know us very well.
Yeah, clearly. Let me ask you a question. Where the hell have you been? Why didn't you call me?
Look at my life, Michael. Tobias is out of work. We're in debt. It's...
What are you doing? Are you trying to cry?
I'm sad. Life is hard right now. I've got the JDL on my ass.
JDL?
Jewish Defense League.
Oh, the circumcision thing. This is why I was against Hoop. Why didn't you just mind your own business,
This
Lindsay?
Is why I didn't call you, Michael, because you're so judgmental.
No, I'm not judgmental.
And you're disappointed in me.
I'm not disappointed in you.
You are.
So I'm disappointed in you. But come on, what is not disappointing about my life? I mean, Dad didn't give me the promotion. Dad's in jail. How disappointing is that?
So we're a disappointing family.
We're an incredibly disappointing family. But we are family. And I want my son to be happy, so maybe we should be in each other's lives.
I'd like that.
Yeah? Seriously, you're going to pull a muscle.
I used to be able to do this.
So Michael decided to stay in California and try to save the family business. And for the first time ever, he gathered his family together in the model
home. Dad was always bankers. There was no beating him.
She even stocked me up on those get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Oh, good one, Joe, Michael.
Yes. How are you?
Fun,
wish you guys didn't have to go so soon.
Oh, well, on that subject, these guys are actually going to be staying with us for a while. Just your aunt and her husband, not Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell, huh? Family first, right? It is going to be a little crowded, though, so I think you're going to have to share a room with your cousin.
What you trying to say to me?
On the next Arrested Development.
I didn't know what I'd done. I'm not that innocent.
Minnie find work for the first time.
This is the most expensive watch we have, so only if the customers who are truly serious try it on.
It is a fun watch. I'll take it.
It was really your brother we were interested in. I mean, you don't even have any references.
Is that enough of a reference for you?
Even a letter of recommendation. Something like that.
And Michael finds it difficult to get his father out of jail.
You love it here?
Ah, I'm having the time of my life!
Hey, people.